So we'll discuss a little bit the question of, does one wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed? What are the minhagim in terms of wearing tefillin on Chol HaMoed? So to understand that, we have to go back a step and understand the wearing tefillin in general on Shabbos Yanta before we get to Chol HaMoed. So there's a pasuk, V'shamarta sachuka azos v'mo'ado miyamim yamima. It might sound familiar. We read it this morning. So what does that pasuk mean? So it's a machlokas in the Gemara Menachas between Rav Yossi Haglili and Rabbi Akiva. What is the word chukah referring to? So Rav Yossi Haglili says chukah is referring to tefillin. We have to protect this chukah. Miyamim, so over there we learn yom velo laila. We wear tefillin during the day and not at night. Yamima, the Gemara learns, there are certain days where you don't wear tefillin. One of those certain days, Shabbos and Yontif. So, according to Rav Yossi Agli, we're covered that we wear tefillin during the day and we don't wear it on Shabbos and Yontif. What about Rabbi Akiva? Rabbi Akiva says, the Pasuk V'shamarta Sachuka Zos is referring to Karban Pesach. And therefore, miyam yamim, once a year, you bring the Karban Pesach. So according to Rabbi Akiva, so how do we learn about not wearing tefillin at night? And how do we know that you don't wear tefillin on Shabbos and Yontif? According to Rabbi Yossi Haglili, everything's taken care of. So there's a dispute in the Gemara, in general, whether Laila Zman tefillin. Is it the appropriate time to wear tefillin at night? So that's actually a dispute in the Gemara, whether Laila's, one opinion is, no, Laila isn't like Rav Yossi Haglili. Min HaTorah, it's not appropriate, you only wear tefillin biyom and not at Laila. And Rabbi Akiva paskins, no, Min HaTorah, there's no problem wearing tefillin at night. Really, biblically speaking, you could wear tefillin at night. It's only the rabbis came along and said, you know what, people go to sleep at night, if they're going to wear the tefillin at night, they're going to end up falling asleep with the tefillin. I see it happening in the morning, but at night they were more concerned about it and not to cause zilzil to the tefillin, so they said no tefillin at night. But according to Rabbi Akiva, biblically speaking, there's no problem. You just don't wear it, at night, midrabanan. So what's the practical difference? Either way, I'm not going to wear tefillin at night. What's the difference if I say biblically I can't? Or rabbinically, I can't. So actually, it came up, unfortunately, many times during the Holocaust when they used to try to, the Mesiris Nefesh, they tried to smuggle in tefillin, and they were successful at times to bring, but then they can't put on tefillin during the day, they'll be killed on the spot, so they had no choice, so they put on tefillin in the early morning, which was still nighttime. But what happened, Rav Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva on it. I think it was in 1973 when you had the oil embargo. Remember the long lines on the gas stations? And basically they changed the clocks. They wanted more light. So basically you couldn't really daven to much later. The Zman tefillin, and people had to get to work. So basically they wanted a leniency that you gave us to put on your tefillin while it's still nighttime. So Rav Moshe quotes, that's the Shita Rabbeinu Peretz in the Rishonim, who says that it's permitted to wear tefillin at night. Why? He says, why the Gemara says you can't, because you might fall asleep. He says, yeah, so someone who sleeps at night, you get up at 4 in the morning, I don't mean you get up and you go back to sleep, but you start your day, you get up to learn, you go to work. So there's no more concern of falling asleep. You already slept the days. So Rabbeinu Peretz writes, then one is permitted to wear tefillin at night. He's not the majority of you, but Rav Moshe quotes him as a, in a Shas Hadchak situation, he talked about even making a bracha on the tefillin, even balayla. So that would be according to Rav Yossi Haglili, there's nothing to talk about. You can't wear tefillin at night. But according to Rabbi Akiva, the way we paskin, that really tefillin is biblical. You can wear them at night. So there are times when the rabbinical prohibition doesn't apply, you can wear it. But getting back to our question, where's the source for Rabbi Akiva? There's no tefillin at night. There is no source, because according to Rabbi Akiva, you're allowed to. It's only a rabbinical decree. You don't need a pasuk telling me you can't do it, because you're allowed to. What about wearing tefillin on Shabbos? Where does that come from? That we know we don't wear tefillin on Shabbos. So that's because Shabbos is an os. And we know on the eighth day a person gets a bris milah. So there's a tradition, you have two osos. So we have the bris milah and we have Shabbos. Tefillin's also known as an os, but we only need two. So therefore, on Shabbos, we don't wear tefillin. In fact, some take this so literally, some achronim, not halacha l'maisa, that let's say someone who's a hemophiliac, meso achim machmas mila, let's say to certain people, because they're afraid it's going to be a danger to do a circumcision, halacha says you cannot do it, you're not allowed to. So what about that person? So there's some who would say, if you don't have a bris mila, then you should wear tefillin on Shabbos. We don't follow that opinion, but that's how far the reasoning goes. So, and in fact, there's a famous story that was in Yeshiva University with Rav David Lipschitz, the Suvak Rav, for those who went to Yeshiva University. So someone showed up in shul in the Beis HaMedrash one Shabbos with tefillin on. So Rav David went over to the person and said, you know, on Shabbos, you know, we don't wear tefillin. He says, yeah, I know we don't wear tefillin on Shabbos, but you never believe what happened to me. Last night, a malach, an angel, came down to me and said, you should wear tefillin on Shabbos tomorrow morning. So Rav David said, oh, interesting. Let me ask you a question. What language did the angel tell this to you? He said, Yiddish, of course. What other language? So Rav David said, you know what? It really wasn't a malach. They only speak Hebrew. They don't speak Yiddish, and therefore you don't. He said, oh, really? And he took off his tefillin, and besides the psychological insight, but nevertheless, so we don't wear tefillin. So therefore, the reason why we don't wear tefillin on Shabbos is because it's an oath. What about Yontif? Yontif is also an oath, but it's a discussion, what is the oath? If it's a mitzvah zaseh, but Tosfos writes, it's the issur melacha, that we have a prohibition to do work on Yontif. In fact, when I was growing up, people used to always say, you know what, people who work on Chol HaMoed, they should wear tefillin. People who don't go to work, don't wear. So there is a half-truth to that. But it's not totally true whether you go to work or not. But the issue is there an issur melacha? If there's an issur melacha to... So Yontif is an issur melacha. So the question is Chol HaMoed. So Yontif, everyone agrees, there's a prohibition to do work, and therefore you don't put on tefillin either. So the shaila is, what about Chol HaMoed, which is our question. So we know it's chol, people focus either on the chol or the moed. So there actually is an issur melacha. There are certain things you're not allowed to do on chol moed that you can do on a regular day. And under certain situations you could do it, but there are some prohibitions. So the question is the issur melacha on chol moed, is that a biblical prohibition or is it a rabbinical prohibition? If it's a biblical prohibition, so then that's an oath, then you won't wear tefillin on chol moed. If it's only a rabbinical prohibition, that means biblically speaking there's no issur melacha, then I would wear. So that's a machlokes in the Rishonim between the Rashba and the Rush on whether it's in the beginning of Moed Katan. They discussed what is the melacha, doing melacha on Chol HaMoed. On one hand, people say it's Drabana and the Rush because there's so many exceptions to the rule. It's a lot different than Shabbos and Yontif Chol HaMoed, as we all know. We spend Chol HaMoed today. It's much closer to Chol than it is to, halachically we could discuss, but practically, Chol HaMoed is much closer to Chol. So therefore, there's so many exceptions. It's like they write the Rishonim by on Yom Kippur. Biblically speaking, everyone agrees eating and drinking is biblical, but there's a discussion about the other Inuyim, because since there's so many exceptions, the Kala could wash our face, the king, so some say it must be only Durabanan. Same thing, some Rishonim say that by Chol HaMoed, others say no, it's a different principle. Mustra l'chachamim. That no, really, is it is a malacha biblical on Chol HaMoed? Why is it so different than Yontif? Because they left it to the rabbis to decide what is the definition of malacha. So either way, it's a machlokes. So therefore, the Shulchan Aruch, the Machaber, seems to go with the Rashba that there's a biblical issur malacha to do work on Chol HaMoed. Hence, the Machaber says no tefillin on Chol HaMoed, and the Rama says one wears tefillin. He's going with the Rush that there's only an issur drabanan. There's no biblical. And in fact, it's interesting in the Beis Yosef, he writes, it would be interesting to live during that time, but he writes, originally everyone wore tefillin on Chol HaMoed. But what happened was, they found, I think it was a Zohar, that said, it's not a good thing to wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed because Chol HaMoed itself is like the tefillin, and he has very harsh words for those. So ever since then, they stopped wearing tefillin. So So either way, so the Machaber says no tefillin, and the Rama says yes tefillin. In fact, it's a debate. Some even say with the bracha. Others say, since it's a discussion, so you put on your, if you're Ashkenaz, you make it without a bracha. The Mishnah Berurah writes, you should make the following stipulation. If the halacha is like the Rush, that I have to wear tefillin, I'm doing it l'shem mitzvah. And if the halacha is like the other opinion, the Rashba, that I can't, so I'm not wearing it b'shem tefillin, I'm wearing it to try on the size, making sure it's a revua, you know, so it's not a Baal Tosef issue. So either way, and the Rama, interesting, writes, you should make the brachas balachash. What does he mean, balachash? Don't we always make the brachas silently? But the old minig was, we know we do Berchas HaShachar up here, but the old minig was, the Chazan made all the brachas. So therefore he's saying, don't start up with the Mechaba, the Chassidim, who don't wear, just make it Balachash, don't start a Machlokas over it. So either way, so it comes out, it's a Machlokas Mechaba Ramah, and the Vilna Gaon as well was against wearing Tefillin on Chol HaMoed. That's the Minhag Eretz Yisrael. So you have the Mechaba, the Svardim, the Shulchan Aruch, who says no Tefillin. You have the Chassidim, who say no Tefillin based on the Zohar. You have the Gra, and the Briskers also don't wear Tefillin. Kind of like the issue, Hallel, we all Pesach in Shul, as I mentioned, even though Ashkenaz Ramah says to say it, but the Gra, the Briskers, the Chassidim, so therefore there's a strong push even among B'nai Ashkenaz, and I notice every year it seems to be Polches V'Holech. Less and less people are wearing tefillin like me. I look around, I think there were three people in the first minyan wearing tefillin. So, in fact, because you have all those people, the Gra with the Chassidim and the Mechaber, so therefore a lot of people do not wear tefillin. And I'll conclude with the interesting minig in Satmar. That is an interesting minig in Satmar. At least when I told this to someone in Borough Park, he says it's not true for the Satmar in Borough Park, but at least the Satmar in Williamsburg. They say there's a minig if you're a single bachur. If you're single, you wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed. But if you're married, you don't wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed. What kind of minig is that? Like, what does tefillin have to do with marriage? So no, because really, if you go by the halacha, the straight nigla, really, you should probably wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed. But based on Kabbalah, based on mystical sources, the Zohar, you don't wear it. So you know, you don't get involved in learning Kabbalah until you get married. So the minhag in Satmar is when you're single, you wear, and when you get married, you don't wear. So, Rabbi Chananel Melech HaShem Rotzei Kodesh Baruch Hu Chazaka Yisrael Afikon Otom Rishon Nemar Anach Chafetz Suman Sito Yadil Torah V'Yadir Yisrach Shmei Rabbah Yamad Debrach Hussein Shaykhon Mekhayin Yichol Beis Yisrael Mankarir Vibru Amen Yeish Shmei Rabbah Mavarach Yalam Omei Omaya.